you, Emerald, for doing that. Welcome, everybody, to our Monday night call. My name is Cody Bateman, for those of you who might be new to this call. I'm the founder and CVO, Chief Visionary Office of Send Out Cards. Greg Briers is our new Chief Executive Officer at Send Out Cards. He's in full force now, and the onboarding is pretty much complete, and we are doing some amazing things at the corporate office. And it's been exciting because it's given me opportunity to really get into some of the CVO stuff. And I promised you last week that I was going to share with you a little bit more of what the CVO role is going to allow me to do now that we have Greg on board. And there's some really cool things, very simple, just simple stuff, but it allows me to focus on some things that are going to help us go into the future. Before I do that, though, I want to share some announcements, and actually the announcements are part of it because all of the announcements have to do with training, which is one of my five core areas I'll be focusing on. Tonight I'm going to share with you the five core areas that I'll be focusing on to enhance and make Send Out Cards better for the future. One of them is training, and I'm going to go over some schedule of events here real quick. And that's one of the areas that we're really focused on. So I got to figure out how my phone works here so I can go and find that. Hang on one second. So let's go over the schedule. We have several things coming up. Now, Jordan, I'm going to queue you up because hopefully you're on the call. I'm going to queue you up on the moderator side of the call because I want you to talk about the upcoming Send Out Cards system trainings that we have coming up. I know that you have a couple scheduled, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and some of those areas. And then we'll talk a little bit about that. But let's talk about the others real quick. So here's the stuff that's coming up. We talked last week about the Relationship Marketing Tour. We had the first one kick off in Phoenix last week. Had a great success there. We have numerous requests for RM tours, most of which are done in conjunction with BNI leadership. So BNI area coordinators, franchisees in certain areas that want to do these, although you don't have to have or be a part of a BNI to do them. You could actually have your own relationship marketing tour scheduled in your town where we could come in and do the same thing, but it works really well in conjunction with BNI. And we talked about that a little bit last week. A couple of them coming up. We have April 18th in Boston, Massachusetts. We'll get you more detail on that real soon. We also have May 9th in Bozeman, Montana. So those are two are set, and we'll be getting you more information on those. And we'll be getting there's a lot more requests. So you're going to see more relationship marketing tours being scheduled as we go, but those two are set in stone. Boston in April, on April 18th, Bozeman, Montana, May 9th. Then we have the Promptings Academies, of course. One's coming up soon. Houston, Texas, March 23rd. Toronto, Canada, June 8th. Each one of those will have a Friday night State of SOC event where myself and Jody and Greg and Melanie will be present to be on a panel, and any of the visiting Eagles will also be on that panel where we'll talk to you about the state of SOC and where SOC is going. Those will be Friday night events prior to the Promptings Academies. So real quick again, RM Tours, Boston, April 18th, Bozeman, May 9th, Promptings Academy, Houston, March 23rd, Toronto, June 8th. Of course, we have the convention coming up August 7th through the 10th. You're going to start seeing some announcements, lots of announcements on the convention. We want to start really promoting the convention heavy. August 7th is going to be that's going to be the tour day. So that'll be the day you'll be able to tour the facility. August 8th is going to be a Promptings Academy. August 9th is going to be a brand new Relationship Marketing Grand Summit. We're going to have numerous speakers from SOC as well as numerous speakers from the sales and marketing world. People, best-selling authors, speakers will be there. You're going to start seeing some of those speakers announced. The Grand Summit on August 9th, and then, of course, our convention where all of our award ceremonies and different things and parties will be on August 10th. So we're excited about convention coming up. You want to get yourself registered right away. The other thing I wanted to share with you is we have a third video that's come out now. So each week we've done a mini series Heart of SOC videos. The third one just got debuted. What we do is we put that on the fan page and then they share it to the Send Out Cards group. And you're going to be seeing a new one of those every single week, sharing the Heart of Send Out Cards and what it's about. They're quick, they're simple. Just got the heart stuff in it. We encourage you to share those videos and get that out there so that we always share with the world what Send Out Cards is really all about. So, lots of announcements. There you have them. Before I go on, I want to talk about the five areas that we'll be focusing on, that I will be focusing on, and some exciting things that are happening in those things. Jordan, if you're on there, can you talk to us a little bit about some upcoming Send Out Cards system trainings?
Yeah, hey, Cody. Me?
Yep, go ahead.
Cody? Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Hi, everybody. We've got one coming up tomorrow night in Vegas, so if you've got any customers or referral partners in Vegas, look on. It's probably best at this point, because it's coming up so quick, just go ahead and send me a message through Facebook Messenger or email or something, and I can get you the details on that if you need it. But there's one, these are field-driven events, by the way. This is not a corporate event. So if you want one in your area, it's up to you to put it together. With any executives or senior executives you have in the area, and if there are none, if you're a senior manager or manager, find a Starbucks or do it at a conference room at an office or something like that, and just invite a bunch of people. And if you want to get across the country to help you get some people there, just what you want to do is get into card executive bug group, and they can help you with getting people to those events, and I'll do the same thing. So, we are in Vegas tomorrow night from 6 to 9, and then there's going to be one in Phoenix, Arizona. Scottsdale, Arizona, from 6 to 9 on the 20th of this month. And then on March 5th, we're doing another one in Phoenix on the 20th. And again, I really want to encourage everybody to get these going in your city, and we're going to cross-pollinate and get all of our customers out to get trained. And there's an outline that's been put together that you can access in that Send Out Card system training group. Anything else, Cody?
Yeah, could you tell them exactly where do they go to see the outline?
Send Out Card System Training Facebook group under files. So if you go into the Send Out Card System Training group, join that group, you'll see it under files, and you can just print it, and the outline is right there. It gives you everything. And then in that group as well, you'll see a video that I did that gives you an online version of it. Now, the offline version is a little bit more robust, but the online version, you can at least watch it. The idea of these is to get everybody together with their smartphones and their computers and help them navigate the ins and outs of the Send Out Card system. Give them examples, tell success stories regarding, using Send Out Cards, testimonials, as well as demos, and giving people a chance to practice. And then at the very end, we go over some business building for those people that are interested in either earning their paid for or making money with Send Out Cards.
Excellent. Now, Jordan, I'm going to ask you why I've got you on. And I know the SOC training is set up with a very similar format as the training center is. If you go to the training center, we have that broken into three categories: use it, share it, and build teams that use it and share the product. So it's really kind of the same format. How are you using the training center? When do you send people to the training center or walk people through the training center we have?
Well, the training center is primarily for referral partners. So at the very end of the live training we're doing in the SOC system training, when we're doing it live, we tell people, we give people resources that they need to be plugged in. And one of the resources, of course, it's this call, my training call on Monday nights. And we also talk about the business building center where people can go and get all the training. It's really interesting because we'll have, we've done one of these in Phoenix. And like I say, we've got three more scheduled here in the next couple of weeks, in Vegas and Phoenix. And we're going to schedule another one in Vegas here shortly. But it's really interesting. The one we did in Phoenix, there were a lot of people there that were customers that had been customers for quite a while. And for whatever reason, they would rather they come to a live thing and they all of a sudden all these light bulbs go off. They start seeing things that they could easily access online, all there, but they just never go there. So they come to a live training and all of a sudden they get, you know, it ignites a spark in them to, you know, get excited about how to use it, and they get excited about even building it, some of them.
Yeah, excellent. And I guess the point I was getting at is if you go to the training center under Use It, the way they use it, is set up, that's using the product, is really exactly what you do in a send out card system training. I mean, it's all that, you know, heartfelt card, group sends, scheduled sends, taking them on a tour of the site, the relationship manager, all of that stuff is featured in the Use It portion of our training center.
Yeah.
So everything's there. So what I would encourage people to do is find out more about the send out card system trainings. Go to that group that Jordan talked about, get the outline or whatever. You can do your own, or you could, you know, we can schedule for people to come in and help you do one. We can do them online. And if you want reference, just go to the training center, because the training center under Use It's going to have examples of how all that works, all built conveniently in there for you to look at. And then, of course, like Jordan said, the referral partner side of it's more of the share it and build teams that use it, share it, where we talk about paid for and all that kind of thing. This is simple stuff. It's simple, simple stuff. And you're going to hear us talking about it all the time. Like every one of these calls, we're going to be bringing this up. You know, it's the consistency of the message, you know, repetition of the message is the key. This is our program. And we just need to get really good at doing our program over and over and over again, get to level 4, make it a habit of doing these things that we're talking about. You know, use the product. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Finish what you're going to say, and I've got one more thing I want to mention.
Yeah, use the product, and then share the product and build teams that use and share the product. All of the detail of that is featured in the training center. And these events we're doing, particularly the send out card system training, are designed to help you do those things, to help you use the product, share the product, build teams that use and share the product. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. So the last thing I want to mention is that the fastest way to grow personally and in your business is to teach. The fastest way to grow personally in your business is to teach. And if you've been in send out cards for a week, you know more than the people that are brand new. So, and if there's people in your area that are more experienced than you, get them involved. But the key is to get these things going and start inviting, even if it's just two customers. Invite a couple of people, and then it'll grow each week. You know, we had a real successful event, and we're expecting the next one to be double the size of the first one. We had 40 at the first one. We're expecting like 70 or 80 at this next one. So, but, you know, when you teach it, you're going to grow faster. You're going to learn it. You're going to, by teaching it, you're going to learn it. You're going to figure out what people's questions are. It'll stretch you. It'll help you to become more proficient, and it's going to help your teams grow. So I highly recommend that you schedule one of these in your area, even if it's just you and two other people. Just get started. Whatever you got to do to start it.
Excellent. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate that. Real quickly, too, just going to share with you the five areas that I will be, not will be, already am working on, these five key areas. We had a great discussion on our Eagle's Nest call last week, and the Eagle's Nest I will really be utilizing to help me in these five areas. So I'm going to be getting feedback from them. I'm going to share ideas with them. We're going to go over things. We started last Wednesday. We do that call every other week, and last Wednesday we kicked off a really good discussion with our Eagle's Nest members about some of the things that we're doing in these key areas. So here are my five areas. Number one is simplification. Everything, everywhere. We're looking to simplify everything we do. It's, you know, from user experience of the product itself to your back office, to your reports, to the tools that you need, to trainings that you get, everything. We're looking to further simplify. I'm going to be spending a lot of time on that. The second one is product and package enhancement. So any product and packages of products that we have today, we're going to be enhancing those. We're going to be making them better. We're going to be making our offerings better, more attractive. We're working on those on an ongoing basis. The third one is new product development. Now, that's a really exciting one because, my goodness, our IT department, they're working on some things right now that's absolutely amazing. New product development also includes new area development. So when I say new product development, new area development is part of that, meaning possible expansion into other parts of the world, those kinds of things. Training. The fourth one is training. And, of course, we're going to be doing lots of things to enhance our training programs in the future. And then the fifth one is enhancing our opportunity. How do we make our opportunity even better than it is? You know, the money-making possibilities even stronger than it is. And all kinds of things I'm working on in that area. So those are the five key areas. If you have any ideas or suggestions in those five areas, I encourage you to email marketing@sendoutcards.com. Just marketing@sendoutcards.com. Just put attention Cody B. And just refer to, you know, my CBO projects. Those are the five areas. If you have ideas on any of them, I'd love to be reading what your ideas are. So there you have it. That's our call for tonight. Appreciate everybody getting on with us. Upward and onward. We're just going to get going. Just want to close out. It is Valentine's this week, February 14th, which is Thursday. So I hope that you all are looking forward to spending time with those you love on Valentine's Day. Remember, Valentine's is not just your closest person, your spouse or significant other. It's also other people that you love in your life, your kids, your grandkids, all those kinds of things. Send out cards, obviously, is a great way to share Valentine's with other people. Jody just walked in. You want to share anything, Jode?
Just say hi.
Hello, everybody. Have a wonderful week and enjoy your Valentine's.
Well, there you go. That's from Jody. Have a wonderful week and enjoy your Valentine's. I know that we are. So appreciate you all. Greg, you have any, it's Greg Breyer's on. You have anything you want to share with us real quick?
I think just to piggyback on your user experience, we continue week after week to adjust the user experience. It's been about a dozen each week. Last week was 27. So you should really start noticing the user experience continuing to enhance itself. That's all I got. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Greg. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful week. Take care, and we'll see you on here again next week, and upward and onward. See y'all.
Thanks, Cody.